الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. ما يكذبك بعد بالدين، أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. وروي أن رجلا قال: يا رسول الله، ما خير ما أعطي الإنسان؟ فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: الخلق الحسن. آمنت بالله. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Ulama ikram, most respected elders, brothers and sisters who may be listening over receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the verses of the Quran Sharif that I recited, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and they are verses of Surah Teen in the 30th juz, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes a qasam, and not one qasam, a number of qasams. He takes an oath by the fig and the olive, and by Mount Sinai, and by Makkah Mukarrama, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ, and this safe sanctuary. In other words, Makkah Mukarrama. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't have to take any qasam. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who is more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in speech? There can be no one more truthful than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in speech. Yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in many verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oaths by various things to show and to pass on the message of emphasis. And after taking these four qasams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created man in the best of ways. There isn't a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is greater than the creation of human beings. And we need to ponder and reflect over this. Look at the abilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted man. Look at the diverse nature of things, the things that he is able to achieve, the things that he is able to do, the mood fluctuations that are within him, the different types, and the skin on the inside of the palm is different from the skin on the outside of the palm, the taste that he is able to acquire. Just look at the different types of food that man is able to prepare for himself. Other animals, they eat one thing and they eat that for their whole lives. And insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him and granted him various capacities, capabilities, abilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ رَدَّدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. But then we cause him to return to the lowest of the low. Man has got that capacity also within him, that he is able to abase himself to the lowest of the low. he can become worse than the animals. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Except those who believe and they do righteous actions. And I want to tie this verse in our Jummah discussion today with perhaps the greatest sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he would say, Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. The footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lead us to jannat. And if we want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no other way of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but to follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left sunnahs in every aspect of life. In every aspect of life. And sometimes we as human beings, Muslims, we limit the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to certain aspects of life. And those are important aspects. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is great and worthy of emulation, and we are to fulfill it. But we need to fulfill all of the sunnahs and bring all of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. And perhaps the greatest sunnah that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam left was his akhlaq and his character. How Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam behaved, how he dealt with people, how he dealt with situations, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to someone. If it was a child, how he spoke to that child. If it was an elder, how Nabi alayhi salatu wassalatu wassalam spoke to the elder. If it was a contemporary, how Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam spoke to his contemporary. All of these aspects relate to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Qalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And I remember Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he would translate the verse and say that indeed you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are on the highest pedestal of sublime character. That's how you would translate this verse. La'ala khuluqun khuluqin azim. You are on the highest pedestal of sublime character. And in the hadith that I narrated before you in the khutbah, it has been narrated that a man once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا خَيْرُ مَا أُعْتِيَ الْإِنسَانِ Ya Rasulullah, what is the best thing that a man could ever have been given? Of course, after Iman, what is the best thing that a man could ever have been given? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and responded, and he said, Al-Khuluq al-Hasan. It is good character. If anyone could have been given anything good, then it is good character. A good nature within you. In one hadith, which has been narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, mentioned that Ala ukhbirukum bimay yahrumu ala an-nar. That, O my Sahaba, should I not inform you of who is that person who is haram upon the fire of Jahannam, on the fire of hell? Wabiman tahrumu an-nar alayhi. And even, not only is he haram upon the fire of Jahannam, it is haram for the fire of Jahannam to even punish him. Should I not inform you of such a person, such an individual? So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain that this is that person ala kulli hayyini layyin. The fire of Jahannam is haram upon every person who is, in Urdu we say, khush mizaj. He's got a good temperament about him. He doesn't get worked up about things. Khush mizaj. Ala kulli hayyin layyin naram tabi'at. And he's got a soft nature. And this is something that we need to work towards. We need to work towards this to become soft-natured, to speak nicely, to have a good temperament, to come across nicely to people. There is no reason why a Muslim and a believer should be harsh and hard-hearted. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran about Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُ. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you were very kind to them, to the Sahaba. You are very soft in nature. وَلَوْ كُمْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. If you were harsh and you were hard-hearted, لَنْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. No one would have stayed. They would have all run away. So if a person wants to bring someone close to Iman, to make someone accept, a person has to be soft-hearted. He has to be tolerant about a lot of issues. And therefore in one of the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, he taught us that Allahumma a'inni bil ilm wa zayyinni bil hilm wa akrimni bil taqwa wa jammilni bil afiyah. That, oh Allah, help me with knowledge. Help me and assist me with knowledge. And this is such a great dua. And such an important, because without a person having knowledge, a person has no direction in life. And if we were to spend our entire lives seeking knowledge, we will find that life is too short for all the things that we were to learn. And therefore I want to appeal to the community that whichever aspect of life we are in, whichever profession we are in, we must set out a time during the day in which we enhance our capabilities and seek particularly the teachings of Deen and Islam. Read some ahadith, go into the translations of the Holy Quran and understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want of us. So he said to us that make dua like this, Allahumma a'inni bil ilm, oh Allah help me with and assist me with knowledge, wa zayyinni bil hilm, and beautify me with tolerance. Beautify me with tolerance. Because if you have a lot of knowledge, sometimes you tend to look down upon others who may not have that level of knowledge. But that is not the sign of righteousness and piety. Proper akhlaq and the true sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to be able to tolerate other views, other opinions, to be able to tolerate and address things how they are to be addressed without becoming vulgar and harsh and hard-hearted. وَزَيِّنِّي بِالْحِلْمِ وَأَكْرِمْنِي بِالتَّقْوَى. And oh Allah, honor us with taqwa. And taqwa is to do the things that you want of us and to abstain from the things that you want us to abstain from, because true honor is only in that. And any other method is a path to destruction and a path to humiliation, which is the opposite of being honored. وَأَكْرِمْنِي بِالتَّقْوَى وَجَمِّلْنِي بِالْعَافِيَةِ. And oh Allah, beautify me with well-being, afiyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked that what should we ask for? That he said that you cannot ask for a thing that is greater than afiyat. Afiyat is well-being. Well-being in this world and well-being in the hereafter. Don't ask for calamities to come your way, difficulties to come your way. Ask for salillah al-afiyah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the fire of Jahannam is haram upon ala kulli hayyinin layyin, upon every person who's got a good temperament, who's soft-hearted, soft-natured, qareebin, and he's close to people. He is close to people. People, he's approachable. People don't stay away from him because of his bad character. Qareebin. They are able to come to him and speak to him, say what they want to say to him, because he's got a good nature. He's approachable. He doesn't have an aura about himself. Qareebin. And sahli. He is easygoing. Mutawadi. He has got humility in him. Such a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he is haram upon the fire of Jahannam, and the fire of Jahannam is haram upon such a person. In the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, there are so many incidents which show the tolerant nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would show his akhlaq and his character. There was a person whose name was Abdullah. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name was Abdullah, and the other Sahaba would call him, they would call him Himar, donkey. Donkey not because he was foolish, na'uzubillah, not because of that, but because he was engaged in physical work. He used to do a lot of physical, like a laborer. And he used to sit with Rasulullah. He had a very informal relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa. He would make Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam laugh and so forth. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam enjoyed his company as well. This Abdullah, on one occasion, just to illustrate the close nature and bond that he had with Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, on one occasion, he went to the marketplace and he negotiated to buy either it was a piece of cloth or some simmon fat, which people used to use in their cooking or what have you. So he negotiated to purchase that, or it was a bottle of honey, according to the different narrations. And after he had negotiated that, he told the seller that, look, I don't have the money to pay for this. You come to with me and I'll sort it out with you. So the seller followed him. And he had bought this item to give as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had at the back of his mind that normally when you give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a gift, then he gives you something in reciprocation. He gives you something back as a gift, and I'll use that to pay the seller. So he went and he knocked at the door of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have brought this gift for you. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was pleased and happy. And he accepted the gift. And on that occasion, he didn't give anything in return. So Abdullah, the sahabi, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I haven't paid for this and the seller is here behind me. So I'm waiting. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam smiled and laughed. And he gave him something and he settled the person. This very same person, Abdullah, he had a habit, and it was a mistake. It was a sin that he was committing, that even after the prohibition of alcohol, he was caught drinking alcohol 3 or 4 times. And the punishment, which is the striking of a certain amount of lashes, the capital punishment which is mentioned in Islamic law, that was being meted out against him every time he was caught. And on the 3rd or 4th occasion, a person from amongst the Sahaba said, Woe be unto this man, doesn't he learn his lesson? Why does he do this? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard that, and he said, that do not say that about him. I know that he loves Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now look at that. That is akhlaq and character. That is how you balance issues. You keep matters in their place. He didn't say to him that, look, I'm not going to accept your gift because you're drinking alcohol. He didn't scold him and rebuke him. He said, that's a separate matter. At the same time, he didn't say that because he loves Allah and his Rasul, we're not going to mete out the capital punishment upon him. That was a separate matter. This is akhlaq and character. These are the teachings of deen and sharia. How does one react to situations? Akhlaq and character. In one other hadith, there was a sahabi, a Bedouin, who came to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Bedouins in those times, the people from the villages, they were not affair with the etiquette of a masjid, and he had the urge to relieve himself. So in one corner of the masjid, of what, which masjid? Of مَا بَيْنَ بَيْتِي وَمِنْبَرِي رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. Of that masjid. Between my house and my minbar is a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannah. In that Masjidul Nabawi, he began to relieve himself. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum there are getting worked up and upset. That how can he do such a thing? How can he have this audacity? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came in and he said, hold on. Just be cool and calm. Let him finish. And after he finished, all he said to the person was that the masjids are not for this, they are for prayer and for remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had that place cleansed. That was it. No shouting, no rebuking. There was no need to declare the person a non-Muslim for acts like this. There's no need to do all of these things. Our deen and Islam is a very balanced deen. Every time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would look into the mirror and he taught us to say, Allahumma ahsanta khalqi fa ahsin khuluqi. Oh Allah, you have perfected my creation. My creation, my outer being, you have perfected. Look at how we are made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How our hands are, how our feet are. Look at everything. Oh Allah, you've done that. But let it not be that my akhlaq and my character are bad. Because if my akhlaq and character become bad, then ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we abase ourselves to being even worse than the animals. And therefore, this is such a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that each and every one of us, dear brothers, have to put this sunnah into our lives. A person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in one hadith, that a person acquires with good akhlaq and character what a person cannot even acquire by fasting in the day and making ibadah during the nights. Good akhlaq and character. It means that we are not harsh when we speak. We are considerate. We greet people. And everyone. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to him that, wa khaliqin nas bi khuluqin hasan. Oh Abu Dharr, he said to him that, اتق الله حيث ما كنت. Oh Abu Dharr, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. Wherever you are. Not only in the masjid, whether you are in the bazaar and marketplace, in the airports or bus stations, wherever you are, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching you. And therefore our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would say that, میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے. Oh Allah, wherever I am, even if I am flying at 37,000 feet, my taqwa should always remain salah. I should always be conscious, cognizant of the fact that you are watching. اتق الله حيث ما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها. And oh Abu Dhar, if you make a mistake, then do something good, because that good deed will wipe off the mistake that you made. وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. And oh Abu Dhar, deal with people across the board, not only Muslims, with good akhlaq and good character. This is the sign of a believer, that he does not come across as harsh, hard-hearted. No. He is considerate, he is kind, he is polite, he greets. He comes across with good akhlaq and character. And then we can say that we are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That, oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed you are upon the highest level of sublime character. And I'll just terminate with this one hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخِيَارِكُمْ. Should I not tell you who the best of you are? The best of you? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, indeed, Ya Rasulullah. He said, خِيَارُكُمْ أَتْوَلُكُمْ أَعْمَارًا. The best of you are those who have long lives. Long lives. The best of you are those who have long lives. وَأَحْسَنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. And you have good character in those long lives. So old age must not make a person lose his character. It's a test. The whole thing is a test. We just have to be. And yaqeen in the akhirat, yaqeen, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing, the fact that what we're supposed to get will never miss us, what missed us will never get it. All of these things, when a person has that, then his akhlaq and character, he'll be able to control it as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the calamities, the difficulties, the pain, the turbulence that the ummah around the world is suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Muslims from all sides. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.